Hello, I am Michael Condrey. Welcome to my podcast. I'm going to be talking about the general decline, very briefly, in music since the mid-20th century. And I won't be talking subjectively, I will be just talking about the objective declines in lyrical craftsmanship and the musicality. The only two songs I'll be comparing are ones of very similar themes and, by happenstance, similar titles. The first one is Thanks by Bing Crosby from the 1930s. Now compare that 1933 number one hit to Ariana Grande's number one 2019 hit, Thank You, Next. Now, while it's totally understandable that people in this age would not like to listen to old music like that and would prefer the latter song, I would argue that it is objective that the musical quality, not the actual pleasure you get in listening to it, because that can be in any song or any type of music, but musical quality has declined incredibly so. And now, to further cement that claim, I will read the chorus of the song Thanks from 1933 versus the chorus of the song Thank You Next. The chorus of Thanks goes, "Thanks for all the lovely delights I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace and memories that linger like a haunting tune." Now, the eloquence of that and genuine emotion versus one taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. Say I've loved and lost, but that's not what I see. So look what I got, look what you taught me. And for that I say, thank you next, thank you next, thank you next. I'm so effing grateful for my ex. Thank you next, thank you next, thank you next. I'm so effing. Now, I would say that that is an objective, again, objective, incredible decline in heartfeltness and meaning in lyrics of popular music. I'm not talking about all music, because I know many good songs and good artists exist in this day, but the popular music has declined beyond measure. In closing, I'd just like to say it saddens me that the public is drawn to such uncreative and robotically formulated melodies and songs such as the one I played, instead of ones that have lush arrangements and, as I said, heartfeltness behind the writing of the lyrics. And the eloquence, I think, is a big part of it. The first grade words in completeness versus the refined words that took education and an effort to understand the usage of. I just wish people would at least acknowledge the significance and importance and the greatness of the old popular music, and instead of rejecting it as boring or slow. And there are many other faster paced songs. I just wanted to play ones that had a similar theme as the one I chose from 2019. Thank you for listening, and be here for the next episode.